She all spiffied up for a Saturday.
Maud, you look terrific.
Mm. And smell that perfume. What's the big occasion, Marty?
It's no occasion, Arthur.
Oh, come on. Something must be off. I know expensive perfume when I smell it.
No, I'm just having lunch with a business associate, Jeremy Hubbard.
Jeremy Hubbard? That sounds like a man.
Well, of course it's a man.
Walter, Maud is having lunch on a Saturday with a man.
Arthur, they work in the same real estate office. What's the big deal?
Has it ever occurred to you that your wife is a married woman?
Yes, it has. As a matter of fact, it occurred to me just last night around 11:30.
Don't forget, it also occurred to you again at around 2:30 this morning.
2:30? I don't remember anything at 2:30. I must have been asleep.
That explains a lot.
I tell you, Marty, it's a good thing you're not married to me.
A good thing? It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'll tell you something else. I would never let Vivian go to lunch with another man.
Oh, come on. Now, Arthur, you won't even let Vivian make long-distance calls since they started using male operators.
Now, that is just not true. I don't let Vivian make long-distance calls because she wastes money. I mean, she was getting in the habit of calling home every time her mother had a birthday.
Arthur, Maud is having lunch with a business associate who happens to be a man. She's in real estate. A meeting like this could mean a big commission.
Well, actually, honey, it's not a business luncheon. You see, Jeremy is going through a divorce, and he needs somebody to talk to. You know, it's funny. You'd think he'd have all the friends he needs. I mean, what with his rugged good looks, his successful career, his fancy new car.
Good looks, career, fancy car? Walter, you gotta be crazy to let Maud go to lunch with a guy that outclasses you like that.
Look, Arthur, this really does not concern you. Now, why don't you go out in the kitchen and get something to eat?
No, I'm on a diet.
Then why don't you go into the kitchen and lose some weight?
Oh, I get it.
As I was saying, I've been holding Jeremy's hand through this divorce. We try to have lunch a couple times a week.
You have lunch together a lot?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. See, I'm the only one he can talk to. He told me that, Walter.
He did?
Oh, Walter, you know, I get such a warm feeling being with him, you know, knowing that I'm helping out.
A warm feeling?
A very, very warm feeling. You know something, Walter? I pity poor Vivian. She doesn't know what it's like to have a husband who understands a woman's need to reach out to others. You know, Walter, every morning when I wake up, the first thing I say is, thank God Walter trusts me.
You're not leaving this house, Maud. Can't you see what you're doing? This guy turns you on.
Walter, you're talking like a jealous husband.
I am a jealous husband. I don't want you having lunch with this guy.
Walter, will you grow up? These are the 1970s.
What?
Walter, Jeremy and I share a sort of spiritual kinship. Walter, we're friends, and that's all we are. Believe me, the relationship is completely platonic.
Maud, the last person who had a platonic relationship was Plato.
Walter's right. The only reason a man would have a platonic relationship with a woman is because he thinks he might get lucky.
Arthur, don't you believe in the basic decency of human beings?
No. Well, let me explain something to you. I'm a doctor. I've had years of medical training. And I've learned something from all that. And it's this. Men and women are different.
I'm very glad you found that out. Otherwise, you'd make a fool of yourself every time you went to buy a hat.
Oh, you know what Arthur means. Men and women are weak. They can't be trusted with one another.
Some men and some women. Now look, just because you two have dirty minds is no need to object to my having a perfectly innocent lunch with Jeremy Hubbard.
Jeremy Hubbard? You're having lunch with Jerry the Hunk? Well, that's what you call him.
That does it!
Walter, Hunk is just a figure of speech like Buddy or Chum or...
Or Stud. Oh, Walter, you don't have to worry about Maud. If it wasn't just an innocent little lunch, they'd be slipping off to some hideaway like Cafe Alfredo, and she'd be wearing expensive perfume.
She is wearing expensive perfume.
I don't have any cheap perfume.
What about that perfume I gave you last Christmas? That was cheap.
Walter, I am not about to walk into the Cafe Alfredo smelling like pine salt.
Cafe Alfredo?
We always have lunch there. Jeremy happens to like strolling violins.
Maud Finley, shame on you.
Now, listen, Maud. You're very
Now, the only way that they can is that they can't be allowed to be alone with each other.
Carol, I'm so glad you're here. You're my daughter. I know you'll understand.
Mother, what is it?
Carol, I'm having lunch today with Jeremy Hubbard. Remember, you met him at the office. Well, Jeremy is going through a divorce, and I'm the only one he can talk to. These people are condemning me for that. Walter, my husband, whom I love more than anything on this earth. Vivian, my dearest friend, who has been closer to me than a sister. And Arthur, Vivian's husband.
They're condemning you. Why?
They think it's going to lead to an affair.
An affair? Oh, I am ashamed of you. How dare you suspect the motives of a decent woman like my mother just because your minds are in the gutter? And to make matters worse, she would never think evil of any of you. And do you know why? She has too much honor to ever conceive of dishonor in someone she loves. Robert Browning. Rhett Butler. Oh, I love him.
Oh, Carol, Carol, what a wonderful daughter you are. What a treasure.
Oh, Mother, come on. Let's go in the kitchen and get a Kleenex and wipe your runny nose. Shame on you.
Carol, I am so glad you came to my rescue. You know, for a minute there, I thought I was wrong.
Oh, boy, are you wrong. You are not leaving this house.
Carol!
Call Jeremy and cancel the lunch.
Carol, I am your mother. Don't you trust me?
Oh, Mother, of course I trust you. But not when you're wearing that perfume.
I tell you, I have just about had it up to here with everyone. All right, this is it. Nobody trusts me. My husband, my daughter, my friends. I'll tell you something. I think that Jeremy Hubbard is a very attractive man. So what? Whether or not you trust me, and I am going to have lunch with Jeremy Hubbard. Goodbye.
Maud. Maud. Maud, please, before you go.
I want to tell you a story. There was a man who was very happily married. He had his own little retail business, and he started having lunch with a girl who worked for him. He thought it was harmless. But all of a sudden, he was in love. And it was fun for a while. But then he thought of his wife. He loved her very much. So he broke it off with the girl. But now, every night, that man has trouble sleeping. He's plagued by guilt because of what he did. And do you know who that man is?
Who, Walt?
Harry Fishbeck over at Byright Hardware.
Maud, the worst thing about this divorce is that I think Sheila's turning our son, little Robbie, against me. She keeps telling
me... Sergio, would you bring me another double champagne cocktail, please?
Another one, Mrs. Finley?
Oh, no, you better make it two double champagne cocktails, in case the bar gets crowded later.
Maud, this isn't like you. Now, I know something's wrong. Come on, tell me.
No, Jeremy, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Maud, please, confide in me.
Look, Jeremy, please, compared to your problems, this is drivel. Now, look, the last thing I want to do is talk about me. We are here to talk about you and only you. Now, tell me, how is the divorce going?
Last night.
It's Walter. He doesn't trust me.
Walter doesn't trust you.
He thinks I am physically attracted to you. And so does my daughter, and so do my friends. I mean, how could they think such a thing? How could they think that? They are convinced that I am physically attracted to you. Why?
Well, I think it's because you're physically attracted to me. I feel the same way. I have since we first met.
Oh, Jeremy. Jeremy, what do we do now? I mean, do we have to break off our friendship?
Why ruin a beautiful friendship by falling in love?
Oh, Jeremy, I am so excited. I am so excited. You know, with so many grown-ups in this world, there are so few adults. And we are adults. Oh, you know what we're going to do, Jeremy? Right after lunch, to kick off this new adult relationship we have.
What are we going to do?
We're going to be very modern and very liberated. We're going to go right over to my house and tell my husband all about it.
An hour and 10 minutes. How can anybody eat lunch for an hour and 10 minutes?
Walter, you're getting all upset over nothing.
Now, Walter, just relax. Here, sit down. Remember, you've got it all over this Jeremy guy. You have been a wonderful husband to Maude. Let's look at the record. A few months ago, you went bankrupt and you attempted suicide. Did you hold that against Maude? No, sir. You stood right by her. Last year, when she ran for the state senate, you left her. But the moment she came to her senses and agreed to give up the race, you came right back to her. That's the kind of husband you've been.
Boy, what a rotten husband I've been. No wonder Maud wants Jeremy.
Oh, Walter, you're just talking nonsense. If Maud was going to leave you for Jeremy, she wouldn't be out having lunch with him. Then she'd come right through that door and tell you to your face.
Hello, Walter.
There, you see.
Walter, this is Jeremy Hubbard.
Vivian, we better be going.
Jeremy, this is Dr. Arthur Harmon.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
This is his wife, Vivian.
Hi.
Hello.
Vivian!
Walter.
Maud, you've got some nerve walking in here with this guy.
Walter.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Walter, will you be quiet? Now, Jeremy and I have something to tell you. If you'd have the decency to listen, you'd realize how completely innocent it is.
Okay, Maud, I'm sorry. What do you have to tell me?
Walter, guess what? Jeremy and I are sexually attracted to each other. But in spite of that, Walter, we know that we can have an innocent, platonic relationship. Oh, Walter, you should be so proud of me. You should congratulate me.
Congratulations. I'll go up and pack.
Jeremy, maybe I should talk to Walter alone for a few minutes.
Why don't I wait in the next room?
I don't want you in my house.
Why don't I wait in the car?
All right, Walter. Let me explain.
Stop right there, Maud. This discussion is going to be short and sweet. I forbid you to see Jeremy Hubbard ever again.
You forbid me, Maud? You forbid me?
Let me put it another way.
Please don't see Jeremy Hubbard ever again.
Walter, don't you understand? Walter, I'm so excited about this. Walter, I have learned something new.
Yeah, Jeremy turned you on.
That's right. But I know, Walter, that we can have a platonic relationship. Oh, Walter, why should I have to give up a good friend like Jeremy, a friend who needs me? Walter, I'm so excited about this discovery. I feel like Madame Curie.
I feel like Eddie Fisher.
Let me tell you something, Walter. No matter what you say, I am not going to change my mind. Maud.
Maud!
If you go out that door, I'm going upstairs and pack.
Walter, you can't be serious.
Why not?
You don't know how to pack.
We'll see about that!
Tell me, Jeremy, you are certain that we can have a platonic relationship, aren't you?
I know we can.
Oh, good. Me too. Now, tell me about the divorce. You know, I interrupted you at lunch.
Oh, Maud. Here you are worried about me, and you have problems of your own. You are so thoughtful.
Oh, Jeremy, aren't all women?
Sheila isn't thoughtful. In fact, Sheila isn't like you at all, Maud.
Well, Sheila's your wife. I'm your friend.
Sheila doesn't have your depth. She doesn't have your compassion. She doesn't have your lips.
Isn't this wonderful? I mean, the fact that we are able to talk about my lips, because we have a completely harmless, platonic, totally innocent... You know, I think we just learned a very valuable lesson. If we want to continue keeping this marvelously platonic relationship, we should not meet in parked cars. Only restaurants.
That's a really good idea.
Well-lit restaurants. When we're with a group of six or more.
Whatever you say.
Maybe we should just talk on the phone. Oh, Jeremy, it's obvious that we can't handle this. I mean, I was wrong. I was wrong. I was so sure we could pull this off.
We can, Maud. I know we can. Let's give this platonic thing another chance.
Oh, no. Jeremy, we have to stop seeing each other. I mean, I love my husband very much, and I don't want to lose him because I feel a little lust for you.
Maud.
All right, a lot of lust. Now, Jeremy, we have to say goodbye. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're just going to have to make it through this divorce on your own. Although, why Sheila would want to divorce a man like you, I will never know.
She doesn't understand platonic relationships.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, do you remember Wanda Houston?
Oh, of course, Sheila's best friend.
Well, I was having a platonic relationship with her, and Sheila caught me.
Jeremy Hubbard. You are terrible. I was just another fling to you. I never want to see your face again. This is goodbye. Oh, God, you're gorgeous. Walter, you were right. You were right.
No, Maud, you were right. I can't pack worth a damn.
I mean, you were right about Jeremy. We cannot have an innocent friendship. It's impossible.
What happened? How did you find out?
All right, I'll tell you. He kissed me.
He kissed you? Jeremy kissed you?
Oh, Walter, the minute it happened, I knew I was wrong and you were right. I told him we could never see each other again. Walter, I feel so humiliated.
It's all right, Maud. It's all right.
Oh, Walter. You're the only man in my life. I've learned my lesson. I promise you I won't even think of Jeremy again.
Maud, I'm glad to hear you say that. And since I'm the only man in your life again, do you know what I want you to do?
Anything, Walter. What?
I want you to meet me upstairs in our bedroom in exactly 2 minutes.
Oh, nothing would make me happier, Jeremy.
Walter.
Mort, it's okay. Walter. But listen, repeat after me. Walter.
Walter.
Walter.